गीता प्रबोधनी, कॉन्साइज कमेंट्री ऑन श्रीमद् भगवद् गीता बाय स्वामी राम सुखदास महाराज जी. चैप्टर 7 फ्रॉम वर्स 1 to 7. लॉर्ड प्रॉमिसेस टू डिस्क्राइब हिज इंटीग्रल बीइंग. चैप्टर 7 वर्स 1. श्री भगवान उवाच, मैया सक्तमनः पार्थ योगं युञ्जन् मदाश्रयः, असंशयं समग्रं मां यथा न्यास्यसि तच्छृणु. द ब्लेस्ड लॉर्ड सेड, ओ पार्थ, रिफरिंग टू अर्जुन, नाउ लिसन हाउ विद द माइंड अटैच्ड टू मी एंड प्रैक्टिसिंग योगा वाइल टेकिंग एब्सोल्यूट रिफ्यूज इन मी, यू विल नो मी इन एंटायरिटी विदाउट अ डाउट. कमेंट: The devotee whose mind has been naturally attracted towards God, who has taken absolute refuge in God, and who has recognized his eternal union or intimate relationship with God, he comes to know God in his entire form. God with attributes, without attributes, with form, and without form, etc., all these is only God. This is Samagra, or the entire form of God. Lord says that, O Partha, I will describe my divine manifestation to you in such a manner whereby you will easily know my Samagra realistically, and thus all your doubts will be wiped out. Chapter 7, verse 2. Jnanam teham savijnanam idam vakshyam sheshatah yachnatvaneh bhuyonyaja jnatavyam vashishyate. I shall declare to you in full the knowledge or jnana along with realization or vijnana, having known which there shall remain nothing more to be known. Comment: Both the para prakriti, which means higher nature, and apara prakriti, which means lower nature, have no independent existence of their own. This is knowledge or jnana. And para apara, all is God only. This is the knowledge with realization or vijnana. Along with ego or aham, everything is God. This Lord's Samagra form is Vijnana along with Jnana, or realization with knowledge. After having realized this knowledge, nothing else remains to be known because everything is God only. After knowing this, if there is anything which remains to be known, that too would be God only. Chapter 7, verse 3. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam vetti tatvatah. Among thousands of men, hardly one strives for perfection. Of those who strive and succeed and attain salvation, scarcely one knows me in essence. Comment: In reality, God realization is not difficult or a rarity, but those who pursue the path of God realization are very few. Most men are deeply immersed in worldly pleasures and their accumulation. Therefore, out of thousands of men, only one such person emerges who, with a true zeal, walks the path of God realization. But along with longing for God, many continue to desire pleasure, fame, honor, and comfortable living. For this reason, scarcely one attains God realization. among those great liberated souls. Scarcely one who desires to know God, or in other words, that great soul, on having full faith in God, realizes that everything is only God. In this manner, he gains knowledge of God in entirety and attains his divine love. The point here is that loving devotee who understands God's entire universal manifestation or Samagra is an extreme rarity. Refer Gita chapter 7 verse 19. Knowing God in entirety or Samagra is knowing Him in reality. To know God truly can be possible only through devotion. Refer Gita chapter 18 verse 55. A spiritual aspirant who has devotional tendencies, and he who does not consider devotion to be inferior, when he is liberated, then the thirst for perishable and temporary pleasures are wiped out altogether in him, but the hunger for inner relish, which means for limitless love, does not go away. Then God, out of his grace, he makes even his liberation appear to be dull and tasteless, and bestows on the aspirant his uninterrupted and infinite love. It is a rule that the pleasure which is attained from attraction for an object, the same pleasure is not attained by knowing that object. As the pleasure that is attained from the attraction for money or greed, the same pleasure is not attained by the knowledge about money. In Karma Yoga, or the discipline of selfless action, by renouncing the relationship with the world, one attains peace and joy. In Jnana Yoga, or discipline of knowledge, on realizing one's essential self, one attains uninterrupted joy. In Bhakti Yoga, or discipline of devotion, when there is attraction for God, one attains infinite bliss, or ever increasing divine love. Chapter 7, verse 4 and 5. Bhumi rapo nalo vayuhu khammano buddhir evacha ahamkara iti yamme bhinna prakritir ashtadha apareyami tatsvanyam prakritim vidhime param jeevabhuta mahabaho yayedam dharyate jagatha. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, the five elements, mind, intellect and ego, these constitute the eightfold division of my lower nature, which means insentient or prakriti, but different from my lower nature. O mighty armed, know the life element or jiva to be my higher sentient nature by which this universe is sustained. Comment. When the consciousness, which means chetana tattva or self, identifies with ego, which means lower nature or apara prakriti, then it is called para prakriti or higher nature. The apara, which refers to the world, and the para, which refers to the embodied soul or jiva, both natures are part of God's innate nature. In other words, they are his divine potency or energy. Without the powerful one, the power has no independent existence. Just like the nails and the hair, in spite of being lifeless, are not separate from the living body. In the same way, the lower nature, though being inert, is not separate from Supreme Consciousness or Paramatma. Therefore, both the lower and higher natures, being a manifestation of God, nothing else remains besides God. It is only the embodied soul which has assumed the existence of this world. This means that the existence of the world neither is in the eyes of God nor in the eyes of a great soul, but it is only in the eyes of the embodied soul or jiva. By giving false existence and importance to this world, the embodied soul or jiva has assumed kinship with it, which has resulted in bondage of birth and death. Ranging from earth to ego, everything is inert lower nature. Therefore, just like earth, water, fire, etc. are known, similarly, this ego also is to be known. The embodied soul or jiva, by identifying with ego, begins to believe himself to be I am. In this I is lower nature and am is higher nature. On severing the relationship with ego, the I becomes non-existent and am becomes one with the existence of consciousness or easiness. This itself is moksha or release from rebirth in the world. By assuming ego, the embodied soul accepts or assumes identification with the entire lower nature. I am. Holding on to this pride itself is assuming and accepting the entire lower nature. If I becomes free of egoism or only pure isness of the lower nature remains, then it will not be the kind that will lead to bondage. Just as earth, water, fire, etc. are never a cause for bondage. Chapter 7, verse 6. Etad yonini bhutani sarva nityupadharaya aham kritsnasya jagataha prabhava pralayastatha. Know that all beings have evolved from the combination of twofold prakriti, which means lower and upper nature, or the sentient and insentient. I am the origin of the entire creation, and into me again it dissolves. Comment. In the endless worlds, all moving and unmoving creatures living on the earth, living in water, flying in the sky, born from the womb, born from eggs, sprouting from earth, born of sweat, human beings, gods, celestial musicians, manes, animals, birds, insects, etc., and all other beings which have been seen, heard, or read, etc. They all are born from the assumed union of lower and higher nature. The combination of lower and higher nature itself is the seed of this entire universe. I am the origin of the entire creation, and then it dissolves in me. In this, what Bhagavan or God means to say is that I myself is the cause of entire creation, and it is me alone that manifests as the universe. It is me alone who destroys, and it is me alone that gets destroyed, because besides me there is no other cause or activity. It is me alone that is the efficient and material cause of all activity and withdrawal. It is only God that has manifested in the form of the world. This world is God's first manifestation. Adhyavataraha Purusha Parasya, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 6, Verse 41. On being God's first manifestation, this world is not the world, rather it is only God. Chapter 7, Verse 7. Matta parataram nanyata kinchidasti dhananjaya mai sarvamidam protam sutre manigana iva. Therefore, O Dhananjaya, referring to Arjuna, there is no other cause or activity of this world besides me. As yarn beads are strung on a yarn thread, so this entire universe is strung on me and permeated by me. Comment. Just as a cluster of yarn beads are strung on a yarn thread, in them there is nothing else besides yarn. Similarly, in the form of a bead is the lower nature or apara prakriti, and in the form of a thread it is the higher nature or para prakriti. In both, only God pervades. In other words, besides one God, there is nothing else. Fundamentally speaking, neither there is thread nor the beads. It is only yarn or cotton. In the same way, neither there is higher nature nor there is lower nature. Rather, there is Paramatma or God only. In this verse, beginning with the expression, Matta Parataram Nanyat, until verse 12, in the same chapter, chapter 7, Matta Evati Tan Vidhi, God has substantiated only this fact, that besides me, there is nothing else, everything is only me. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.